of the Hemshech of the Gemara. So after we pointed out Chozer Bo Rav Eliezer, and we saw that according to Rashi and the Ritva, he was Chozer from the din of Yudalad Sudos. And according to Tosfos, he maintained the din of Yudalad Sudos, but was Chozer from the fact that the Sukkah would be a Ma'akev. Then the Gemara asks, Mashlim B'mai. Namely, that the Hashlama that we're having over here, what is going to be the nature of that Hashlama? Ilema Berifta, Su'uda Diyome Ka'achil. If we're dealing with Su'udas Pas, L'chora, that is the Su'uda of the day. Where do we have a Heker that serves as a Hashlama? Ela Ma Yashlim, Yashlim B'minei Targima. Tanya Nami Hachi, Imhishli B'minei Targima, Yotza. Okay, let's learn this according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, and according to the Ritva. According to the Rashi, which sugi are we currently being mashlim? What was missing? According to Rashi, Rav Eliezer was chozer both from the entire din of Yud Dalad Sudos, that whole concept of Teshvu Ke'ein Taduru. So what is left? That's a chova, according to Rav Eliezer?
The first night.
We want to be mashlim the first night. When are we being mashlim the first night? On Leil Acheron Shachag, the night of Shmini Atzeres, where are we being mashlim? In the house or in the sukkah?
House.
In the house. So you're eating a yontif tikkun meal in the house. So the Gemara asks, what exactly is going to be the hashlama? If the hashlama is going to be with the Su'udas Pas, so where is there any indication that this is a hashlama? Perhaps Su'uda D'Yomei Ko'achil. This is the yontif meal of Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara answers, "Lema yashlim yashlim mina targima." What does this mean according to Rashi? What, in other words, what would be the ideal hashlama, and what is the Gemara pointing out that we have a hashlama b'dieve of yotza? The ideal hashlama would be passed, and he could do it when. What does Rashi point out? Dibur HaMaskil, Tanya Nami Hachi, and Dibur HaMaskil, V'im Hishlim. Tanya Nami Hachi, B'hochi Havi Yesuda L'Hashlumi, Afal Pishenu Chozer V'Koveya Atzmo Lechol Shtei Suda Shechem U'Basar, Im Hishlim V'Kol Shekenim Kova Suda Shnia B'Lechem U'Basar. And what would be the ideal Hashlam according to Rashi? Look at when? At what point within Shmini Atzeres? In other words, at night, after his Sudas Yontif, after he ate his Sudas Yontif and he benched, he would take a walk around the block, and then he would sit down, and he would have another meal with pas v'basar. That would be the proper hashlama. That's not Su'uda the Yontif. He already ate his Yontif Dika meal. But to expect that of an individual would be wonderful. You know, that kol sheken, that would work. But what's the chiddush of Rav Eliezer?
Even
minei targima. And you don't have to eat a full Su'udas Pas, even if after the yontif meal he were to eat minei targima, that would be considered to be a hashlama of the Su'uda of the first night. And again, according to Rashi, we have a problem of a heker because we're not eating in a sukkah. And we want to be sure this is not going to be viewed as the yontif meal. So l'chatchila, we would require a unique suda of basar, of pas, and basar v'dogim, etc., after the yontif suda. And the chiddush is, mashlim emine targima, yotza. That would be enough for a hashlema. Let's look in according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, what do we want to be mashlim over here? Not the suda of the first night, but the Yudalad Sudos. We missed one of the Yudalad Sudos during the week of Sukkis. We want to be mashlim it on Shmini Atzeres inside of the house because we don't want to get involved with a problem of Bal Tosif. The problem is the same as according to Rashi. We have, what's the heker that it's a hashlama? Pashas, this would be the Suda of Shmini Atzeres. And the answer is the same as Rashi. L'chatchila, eat a meal. If you can't, eat Minei Targima. What's the whole machokas Rashi in Tosfos? What are Minei Targima? What is this mini Su'uda which is being offered to us? Is it, like Rashi says, a dessert? Right? The various forms of dessert, including peiros? Or, according to Tosfos, it's a main course, basar v'dagim, without pas. What pushed Tosfos to explain the way that he explained that Minei Targima does not mean Peros, not our sugya, but this we saw. The sugya in Yuma pushed Tosfos. The sugya over there has a diuk, and Tosfos continued the diuk. The diuk of the Gemara over there is that if you can be yotzei sukkah with minate with peros, if peros are chayev in sukkah, then certainly peros can be used as a hashlama. What was Tosfos's diuk? If you're not chayev on sukkah on peros, then it can't be used as a hashlama. And since we paskin over there, you're not chayev on peros in a sukkah, and our Gemara says that minei targima is a hashlama, QED, minei targima is not peros. However, we pointed out when we learned this in the first Gilgul that the diuk is not necessary. It could be that peros is not chayev in sukkah, but b'chol zot, it could be mashlim a suda of sukkah with peros. Namely, not everything that in order to have a kiyum, do you have to have a chiyuv? You can have a kiyum of a suda without necessarily dealing with a species, with a min that you're chayev. But Tosfos felt it was a meaningful diuk. Rashi kaner'eh felt that it was not a meaningful diuk.
I don't understand how you could say it's not a meaningful diuk. I mean, the Gemara is saying that if they're chayav, then you know, mashlim. I think it implies that it's, I mean, because they're chayav, that's why you should be mashlim. But if you're not chayav, then
well, the Gemara says that if peros are chayav in sukkah, borer can be a hashlama. That's all the Gemara tells us. If peros are chayav in sukkah, borer you can be mashlim. The Gemara never says that if peros are not chayev, you cannot be mashlim. That's Tosis's dik. That's not the Gemara.
That's the whole premise of the Gemara. It's saying, what's the raya that peros you don't have to eat them in the sukkah? Because if you would have to eat them in the sukkah, then you should have said to do it for hashlam. But either way, to do it for hashlama, then the Gemara doesn't make.
No, but the Gemara, sense. But the Gemara was doche, and it was the Gemara over there wrote a diuk. If peros are chayev in sukkah, isakavet peros by sukkah lishlim be peros. V'dochi ba'asra de lo shlichei peros yisema minei targim nami minei peri ninhu. In other words, all the Gemara was pointing out was that the Gemara over there had assumed that minei targima are not peros. And if peros are chayv and sukkah, why should you not use peros as a hashlama? So Gemara says, no, maybe mini targima does mean peros. Maybe we're dealing with a place where there were no peros. But nowhere does the Gemara say that if peros are potter from a sukkah, if there's no chiyuv, then there's no kiyum. That the Gemara doesn't say.
Otherwise, why is it a meaningful question to say, now, if you're going to suggest peros are chayv and sukkah, now we have a question
If peros are chayev, barur it should be a hashlama. That's what Gemara is saying. That barur it should be a hashlama. And our Gemara is mashma that peros no. Mine targima yes, peros no. That's the hava min of the Gemara over there. Think about it. Okay, it's not necessarily a two-way street. Tosfos learns there's a two-way street, but not necessarily. In any case, what I wanted to point out was, let's go move over to the Ritva. According to the Ritva, what suda are we being mashlim currently? Which of the sudos do we want to be mashlim currently?
The first nine, right?
Because Chazab Rav Eliezer from the 14 sudos. He was close. We want to be mashlim the first night. How are we being mashlim the first night? According to the Ritva, on the night of Shmini Atzeres, we're going to have a suda where?
In the sukkah.
No problem about Tosif, according to the Ritva, that your kavana is not to be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah, your kavana is only to be mashlim. No. So what is the Gemara asking over here? What's the Gemara asking? Lema sudasa diyoma. Maybe this meal is a Shmini Atzeres meal. What do you mean, maybe it's a Shmini Atzeres meal? Where are you eating it? In the sukkah. Barer, it's a hashlama. I mean, what's the Gemara's question? The Ritva was bothered by this, but I just want you to understand that this is a kasha on the Ritva, not a kasha according to Rashi. And tell us, according to Rashi, if you're eating the meal in the house, So you have a question, what's the heker that this is a hashlama? So we have to, according to Rashi and Tosfos, l'chatchila eat a whole new meal in the house, or minimally minei targima that will serve as a mini meal. And machokas what a minei targima. But according to the Ritva, we're eating this sudas hashlama in the sukkah. What's the Gemara asking? Lema su'uda de yomehu. No, so what does the Ritva say? Again, according to the Ritva, there's no chiyuv on the Yudav Suda. There's only a chiyuv on the first night. Excellent. Now let's look back to the Ritva on the Mishnah. Back on the Mishnah, the very first section that I quoted over here, the Ritva understands that your mashlim lelele yom tov acharon perush af lelele yom tov acharon. That the chiddush over here is you can even be mashlim the first night on Shmini Atzeres. Kol shekein betoch hachagatzmo. You can be mashlim the first night, on the second night, on the third night, on the fourth night. Because what are you learning out the din of hashlama? From chagiga. Ha-mishalme chagiga gamarla im lo chogag b'yom tov rishon chogeg koharegel. The chiddush is even yom tov acharon. And that's the question of our Gemara. Now the question is, you're being mashlim the suit of the first night, on the fourth night, or on the fifth day, my nafgamina, and you're eating it where? In the sukkah, because it's the middle of sukkahs. How do we see over here that this is a hashlama of the first night? Maybe you're eating a sudas chalamoed. That's the Gemara's question. I mean, the Gemara wasn't asking from Shmini Atzeres, Bahar over there, it's a hashlama. The Gemara was asking that according to the Ritva, we can be mashlim the entire week and Shmini Atzeres. When you're mashlim during the course of the week in the sukkah, what's the raya that it's a hashlama? So here the Ritva, let's look at the Ritva itself, the second ket. The hada parchina my mashlim ilema berifta kol da achil biyoma ka achil tema hamas nisim mashma dahanet shlumim bereli yom tov achron leka alei mitzvah sukkah od ela sheino lechol sham ukesha ochel sham achshav haminkra milsa shapir da hashlama ovid ve'en asudas yom tov atzmo. On the Mishnah, Leila Yom Tov Achron Rav Davka Asya Pircha Shapir Hechi Yavet Tashlum B'Toch Hachag Mihas Iba Rifta Lo Minkura Milsa. If you're eating bread during Chol HaMoed, what's the right? This is Hashlama. Afilu Achol Kama Sudas B'Zeh Achar Zeh. Now, it's even, let's say, you were to take the Eitzah of Rashi and Tosfos and eat a meal after a meal. The Ritva says, what does that prove? The Amri Inche, the Mai Dachil, the Yomei Achil, the Malos Bitno, the Lismoach Beregel. I love sukkahs, so I eat breakfast, I eat brunch, I eat lunch, I eat afternoon tea, I go again eat supper. I'm maxing my sukkah experience. Where is the raya that this is a hashlama? So let's say the person will make a heker immediately after benching. He'll go to run to wash. That it's clear that this kilo hashlama. Hashta minkara, now it's before it's obvious. No. Kevan the daite lachila meikara. Yachale afachar mezono. Nifta birka sapasla by brucha. You get involved in a problem of bracha shenatsricha. In other words, if you plan to eat meal after meal, what are you doing benching? You shouldn't bench. In other words, to bench is a bracha shenatsricha. Kishavakle lachar mezono. Havi marbe bebrachos bechinov. Asr lasos came. In other words, that we move into the, it's the same issue that we have of breaking a meal into two on Shabbos, is that a bracha sheina tzricha. So on Shabbos we say, tov, we have a chiv of suda shlishis, so that'll be, it's not a bracha sheina tzricha. But here there's no chiv of hashlama, dafka now, so where is the minkara? L'hachi pirashna divimei hachag mihas mashli b'minei targima la'achas birkas hamazon la'alta the minkara milsa. So according to the Ritva, minei targima is dafka. We have no option of eating bread. When you eat bread, if you wait a while between meals, maybe just maxing your chiyuv of sukkah on Chol HaMoed, maybe this is not a hashlama at all. If you're doing it immediately after the meal, you're getting eating bread, that's a bracha shena tzricha. That what you're going to do, the hashlama will be dafka minei targima. You're going to have a special dessert as hashlama. And on that special dessert, we always bench. We always make a bracha. There's always going to be a separate bracha. It's dvarim she'enam boi machmas asuda. It's not part of the regular meal. V'hashta enam arbe bebrachos b'chinam afilu achal luhu achar kol mazono kederach b'nei adam kodem birkas hamazon dvarim haboim shal machmas asuda shemvarkem alayim. So as opposed to Rashi and Tosfos, the minei targima is a bidyeved. If you didn't eat a full meal two full meals on the night of Shmini Atzeres, you have the option of eating this special mini meal. According to the Ritva, the meal we're talking about is being eaten during Chol HaMoed. There's no Minkura Milsa that's in the Sukkah because it's Chol HaMoed. Were you to eat a full meal, no Minkura Milsa. The only Minkura Milsa is Mine Targima as a special dessert. A special dessert, L'shem Hashlama. Atkan, yeah?
Why couldn't it still have that? Maybe you're just having dessert, you know?
Excellent question. So kind of, hey, we're talking over here about a dessert that normally you don't have as part of your meal. Normally you don't have. Normally one dessert, now we eat two desserts. So on the cake that you eat, you know, where it's that's you always have cake. But to have cake and then salad, according to Rashi, or to have cake and then meat, according to Tosfos, whatever, however you're going to interpret Mine Targima, that already is a special dessert, no problem of an extra bracha, and that's your hashlama. Okay, so depending as to how we learned the previous sugya, we're going to have over here the issue of how do we have a hashlama? What's the minkura milsa of the hashlama?
Okay.
Yeah?
Doesn't it sound like the Ritva that does not agree with Tosfos because that it's like meat because he said it's Karim Kavan Shalom Nachman Suda?
I cut out the Ritva because I wanted to fit everything on one page. The Ritva then continues. Umay Mine Targima, you know, it's Imchaya, if Peros Mine Targima, Yotze with Peros. And if not, you Yotze, I mean, Ritva says, Bekisnen, that he holds that it's a Mizonos. He also says, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't quote the entire Ritva. Tov, let's continue in the Gemara, the part that you did prepare for today. Okay. Shal apotropos shel Agripas haMelech es Rav Eliezer. Gon ani she'eni rogel le'achal al suda achas biyom, mahu she'ochal suda achas ve'epater. Okay, what's the assumption over here, according to Rav Eliezer? How many su'udos do you have to eat during Sukkos? 14. Right? So according to Tosos, this Gemara is the Raya Tehishita. Rav Eliezer was never Chozerbo. According to Rashi and the Ritva, what do we do with this Gemara? What does the Ritva say, black and white?
Before.
It happened before him, right? We don't know exactly at what point Rav Eliezer was Chozerbo. This story happened before him. Fine. Okay, so but what now that we've gotten that out of the way, what over here is the apotropos suggesting to Rabbi Eliezer? That your 14 sudos of, what's the source of the 14 sudos? Teishvu came to Duru, perhaps, what do we take into account?
People's personal.
A purely subjective Teishvu came to Duru. If someone eats, take it both directions, if someone eats three meals a day, maybe he has to eat 21 meals in the sukkah. If someone eats one meal a day, it's enough seven meals. That's his question. If it's Teishvu came to Duru, let it be subjective. What is the question is not what he asked. The question is, what is the answer of Eliezer? What's the answer of Eliezer? Rav Eliezer says, Amar lo b'chol yom v'yom ata mamshich kama par peraot l'chvod atzmecha v'achshav I ata mamshich par peret achad l'chvod konecha. He answers him with a rhetorical question, but what's the nature of the answer? Beseder, but basically, in other words, is this apotropos chayev to eat 7 meals in the sukkah or 14 meals in the sukkah?
14.
Namely, Rabbi Eliezer says, Teishvu kein taduru is objective according to Rov b'nei Adam. Batla daito. This individual is batla daito eitzel Rov b'nei Adam. He has to eat 14 sudos. Where do we have wiggle room? Where is the wiggle room? You have to eat 14 sudos, but as opposed to having 14 classic sudos of pas and basar v'dagim, you can have 14 sudos where 7 of them will be parperet. You can have 7, in other words, that we can be flexible in terms of the nature of the su'uda. Namely that rather than having a su'uda of pas, you can have a su'uda of parperet. And then assuming that parperet is mine targima, assuming, so whatever we would explain as mine targima, that would be your su'uda. Namely, according to Rashi, peros, dessert, and according to Tosfos, basar, vidogim, a main course without bread, etc. However, there is over here a Ravya who explains our Gemara with a Chiddush, which is built in, and from there we could segue into a related topic. Look at the Ravya. The Ravya is in Beseches Sukkah, not from the beginning, we'll come back to that in a minute, but rather the story of the Apotropos. Right? Kedamrinan Hocha, he points out we have this case of the Apotropos, and it's enough to eat a parperis. So the Ravya says, Ustam eino rogil, have lidide shinui veset. Namely, that the Apotropos, who is not eating 14 meals, not eating 2 meals a day, for him to move up to 2 meals a day, that would be a shinui veset, that would be a change in his behavior, and could cause him stomach problems. It would be problematic for him. Umihu, and therefore, sogilei b'hashlamas minei targim. We're going to be mekel in terms of the nature of the suda, not the number of the sudos, but the nature of the sudos. Then he continues, v'afilu lo birech birkas hamazon bein su'uda l'su'uda havei hekera kevan shekol yemos hachol lo hurgal bekach. That even if he were to eat, let's assume the minei targima is a special dessert. So rather than his eating a full meal, benching, and then eating the special dessert, and that would count as 2 meals, what he could do is eat his meal, eat the special dessert, and then bench, and that will count as 2 meals. Namely, that the chiddush over here is that don't think that a meal has to be something which is separate. A meal has to be something which is unique, which is different, which is added for the yontif. So the apotropos was told, you can't do without 14 meals. 7 of those meals can be parperet. Not only can they be parperet, but according to the Ravya, they could even be eaten before birkas hamazon of your regular meal. And that would be considered to be a meal in itself. Okay? That's a chiddush of the Ravya. Yes?
So definitely not that you have to eat one during the day and one at night.
Correct. In other words, again, for the people who normally eat one in the day and one in the night, that's the teshu kein taduru. For someone who only eats one meal a day, he still has to keep to the number of 14 because of derech ha'olam. However, just as he can be mitzamtzem in terms of the quantity and the quality of the food, he can also change in terms of the timing. Timing, right? In other words, this is a chiddush of Rav Eliezer, yeah?
According to this Pshat, what's Rashi adding in Rashi
Parperes?
Why is he saying what he says?
Parperes. He's speaking about the Parperes of the Apotropos. Namely, that the Apotropos ate, in other words, he ate one meal a day. But what would he do to be sure that he would be able, in that one meal a day, to satiate himself for 24 hours? So he would eat entrees that would open his stomach... muscles, I don't know, whatever, that he would be able to eat in a one-time shot enough to keep him going for 24 hours.
I seem to what Rashi said. Rashi says, meaning it's an appetizer to make you hungry, not to make you full.
No, to eat, it's an appetizer, you know, you're only going to eat one meal, you're the apotropos, you're only going to eat one meal a day.
So
we have to be
anyway.
Sure that you're going to eat enough that's going to keep you going for 24 hours. So in other words, we need something we need a guarantor. So the guarantor is that if you eat the parperis before the meal, that will bring you to eat enough pot that would fill you for 24 hours. Just in terms of, I understand it just as the Rav Elazar pointed out to the apotropos, borer that you eat parperot, borer that you're used to eating. In other words, in addition to the meal, so rather than view the parperot as a hakdama to the meal, eat a parperot at the end of the meal as a separate unit. That would be considered to be the yudalit.
The point of the Shai is defeated the whole purpose of the parperot. The whole purpose was so that you get hungry to eat more.
Yeah, I think all no, but borer that the apotropos had a reason for eating it. Or Rav Elazar pointed out to him is you're really not eating only once a day, you're really eating more than once a day. So more than that, since you're eating more than once a day for yourself. So do it more than once a day, all for the boss, for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In Achinami, it'll serve a different purpose. It'll serve a purpose of, in other words, rather than creating an appetite, it'll serve a purpose of being Yotzi a Mitzvah. But Ech Shelo Yiyeh, don't tell me you're only eating one meal a day. I see you're eating more than that. But once the Rav Yeh spoke about the nature over here of the parperet which is eaten, the context in which he speaks about it is in terms of Suda Shlishit. Namely, that as opposed to Tosos, who says, don't bring a raya from our sugya to Suda Shlishis. Suda Shlishis Barer needs pat. Why does Suda Shlishis Barer need pat, according to Tosos? Shiny Hasam the Alfina Trasa Hayom Gabe Mon Hubamakom Apas. That with that over, learning out from Mon. Man was the equivalent of lechem in the midbar, so dafka you need pas, and so you can't learn anything out from sudas sukkah, which is a din of teshvu kein taduru, to a din of sudas shlishis, which is a. Which is a din of eating pas. That's our Tosfos. However, many Rishonim did learn out the dinim of Suda Shlishis, and this is what the Rav Yeh says beforehand. If you go two lines before the darkened lines of Sholah Petropos, so he points out that we have over here the Gemara that Mine Targima is enough. Once we see Mine Targima can be a Su'uda in terms of a Sukkah, that they would eat for Suda Shlishis a mini meal. They would eat strudel, I don't know what shirtable is, they would eat dogim, they would eat peros, etc. V'nir Eli, says the Rav Yeh, dafilu adam shekoshelo ksat shinei veset, that even if shalashudas is something that you normally do not eat during the course of the week, but we see from the apotropos that even things you don't do normally, you should do l'shem mitzvah. So just as we have a din of yudalat sudos, we have a din of shalosh sudos. That's the Rav Yeh. However, not all Rishonim agree with the Rav Yeh. If you look over here in the Or Zeruah quotes a shita, and then he says, "Who is the author of the shita?" V'cheinim lo haya ra'ev. That nowadays we're on a winter clock, a standard time. Shalashudas is relatively early. You're not hungry. You had a large meal. V'im lo haya ra'ev, eino chayav b'shalosh sudos. There's no chayav. You're potter. Why? The midi hutaima elamishum oneg. When we were in Tosus, we pointed out that there's an alternative explanation of Shalosh Sudos. Rather than build it on the Mon, that may be in terms of perhaps of technical details, but Shalosh Sudos is basically din of Oneg, that was supposed to go beyond the week. V'kevan shehusa veya v'ochel, for this individual who's already full, were he to eat, ein za Oneg, that would not be an enjoyable experience. So anytime a person, not talking over here that it's going to make him ill, stop, you're not hungry because you're full, that's not an onig to eat. V'chein haya noheg Rabbeinu Tam v'Rabbeinu Ephraim Zatzal shelo hayu choshishim le'echol, that they had winter time in Europe in a short day, lo hayu choshishim le'echol bizman shelo hayu re'evim mizeh hatam, that they wouldn't eat. V'chein v'tu heishiv Rabbeinu Tam le'someone mi simponet sheharotze v'hachmir al atzmo, that even if a person wants to be a chassid and eat suda shlishit, even if he's not hungry, yashlimen b'mine targima, based on our sugya, that we do learn out from our sugya the world of suda shlishit from the world of Shabbos. And what are mine targima? Pirish ba'aruch mine kisnin, that even though in our sugya we have Rashi dessert and we have Tosfos a main course without bread, we pointed out, we saw in the Rush, that there's a shita mizonos, mine kisnin. Okay, yeah?
As we were rushing in today, he said the word kisnin. See, Rashi came out from the mine targima.
Rashi says that the mini targima means anything which is dessert. It could be, it says parperaot ma'adanim, a dessert. Peros, kisnin, kaputaos, mevushalos, anything that you would normally eat for dessert. Could be a baked apple, could be a strudel.
When he says kisnin, that is mizonos?
Kisnin would be mizonos, but according to Rashi, it's not dafka mizonos. It's an example. Any dessert, according to Rashi, well, there are Rishonim say dafka mizonos. I quoted for you also the Shiboli Haleket. The Shiboli Haleket quotes an Agada that, to the best of my knowledge, we only have in the Shiboli Haleket. I mean, it is an Agada. It's quoted, in other words, from the Shiboli Haleket, as we can Agada. Rabbi Akiva haya Yoshev uboche v'shabos. He was crying. Amar lo talmidav imadatana rabbeinu v'karas ala Shabbos oneg. How can you cry on Shabbos? Amar lehem ze oneg shili. I have something that weighs down upon me. My way of dealing with it is crying. After I cry, I feel better. So this is my oneg. Mikan she mochichin, in other words, yesh mochichin mikan, just be aware, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. If you look down on the bottom of the page, simen resh peches, sif beis, yesh omrim, let's start from the Ramah, I'm sorry, hagah, v'chein mi she yesh lo oneg im yifke, the Ramah paskins like this agadata of Rabbi Akiva. Going back to Shiboli Haleket, he points out yesh mochichin mikan she adam she mazeket lo achila sheino rogil leechol harbe she patur migimol suudot dahainu onik shelo v'kimachi hu aser leechol v'ha kametzair le mai da'achil. In other words, this agadata Rabbi Akiva could be brought as a raya to Rabbeinu Tam. If I'm not full, if I'm ready full, and I'm not interested in eating, and I'd rather not eat, so this is a hafka of oneg. Says Shiboli Haleket ve'eno nira li from our Gemara of the Apotropos. Hachinami yesh lomar fal pi shemazekes lo achila tzarach limshach suda achas chvod kono. Namely, just as Rav Elazar said, we can't cut down the number of meals. What we can cut down on is the quality of the food, the amount of the food, the types of the food. Hu hadin, in terms of shlishis, suda shlishis, you can't cut down on the number of the meals. What you can cut down on is the type of the meals. And that's pretty much what's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Not Rabbeinu Tam, but rather Yehei Zohir Ma'od L'Kayim Suda Shlishis Afal Pishu Hu Saveya. At the point of Sviya, Rabbeinu Tam said nothing doing. Yoch L'Kayim Osa B'Kabetzi Mefshar Lo K'al Le'echol Eino Chayev L'Tzairis Atzmo. If it's a question of he can't eat, you just can't eat, it would be Nachila Gasa, that's the Heter. But the moment that you can eat, then Tzarech L'Asos B'Pat, you can't eat pat, echad nechemisha minei dagan, you can't eat that, varm hamalafti mesapas, baser v'dagim, and if you can't eat that, then there's a day of peros. But basically, in other words, we have over here three madregos. The ikar is to eat shalosh sudos of one of these meals. Even if you're not hungry, you should eat, na'ak yirin otam. If it's going to be masik you, the hezek is an opposite of oneg. Mazik, that far you don't have to go. But unless it's going to be mazik you, then one should still eat. So as to whether we can compare the world of Suda Shlishis to the world of Suda Sukkah, even though Tosa says over here, Ein Lomod, we find that the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch did make that comparison. As to what we learn now from the story of the Apotropos, according to Rav Elazar, there is a concept of an objective requirement of sudos, both on, in other words, he's talking about Teshvu Kein Taduru, but the Rishonim moved it over into the world of Shabbos as well, but we have wiggle room in terms of what you eat. Okay? Let's continue within Rav Elazar.
Okay.
Yeah?
I was wondering about that exact point. Why even between Tosfos and Schil Ben Hayom, why are the other Rishonim extrapolating from like the Teshuva Kein Taduru then to the din of Suda Shal Shudas?
It's a very good question. In other words, Kaner Ed, that they understood that we see what we that what we see from over here is that even though everyone agrees that the Iker Suda is Pat, even on Yantif the Iker Suda is Pat, Rifta, that the Gemara also assumes, and yet we have an ability to cut it down. Up, to, in other words, the first Gemara spoke about cutting it down for Hashlama, but the moment we move over to the story of the Apotropos, we see that we can cut it down also in terms of person's appetite. That's also a heter. So that those principles can apply to Suda Shlishis as well. I'm not saying you have to say it. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch ends up that that Svar HaRishona Iker Tzarech Lasosa Bepat. And when it's that really, Svar HaRishona Iker, because as you point out, we're learning from Man. We're learning from Pat. One should push oneself to eat Pat. However, you know, or it's people who feel that this would be problem for them in terms of their appetite, there's a heter. Not l'chatchila, but it's a heter. Okay. My wife always asked me that I should have her in mind when I eat my bread for Suda Shlishis and who I did Marav Malka, but really one should use a chivim on a woman as well. Yeah. And my wife also eats. She just doesn't necessarily eat pot. Yes. Yeah.
It's interesting that right, no one says you can use a Targima for your original Suda.
For the first two, on Shabbos.
Right.
And just like no one says your Yotze
on the first night.
On the first night.
That there's something that we start, there are certain things we decide is already second tier of a meal. Shalashuddas is second tier.
Only Shalashuddas, correct. And no one says it for the first two meals, correct.
And somehow the same way that, yeah, and they're like, connecting Hashlama, which is not a full meal, but it's a half
100%,
meal.
Right, 100%. Yeah, that there is a parallelism between the sugyas. Okay, let's continue. Another question that was asked of Rav Eliezer. Yesh li kagon ani sheyesh li shtei nashim achas bitveri veachas bitzipori v'yesh li shtei sukos achas bitveri achas bitzipori mahu she'etze misuka lasuka ve'epater amar lo lo she'ani omer kol hayotze misuka lasuka batel mitzvasa shel rishona. Namely, no, that just as, again, Rabbi Eliezer Lushita, so, just as in terms of the number of the sudos, we have and what does Teshu Kain Taduru require?
An objective number.
Not only objective number, but also, as opposed to Rabbanani, Boyachli, Boylo Achil, Engladavar Kitzva, what does Teshu Kain Taduru imply according to Rabbi Eliezer? What condition is required for Teshu Kain Taduru that brings about the 14? In the Mishnah we spoke about, you need a continuity of meals. A continuity of meals, one after another. That's a teshu. The teshu implies, in other words, again, the phrase that we use, that the quantity creates the quality. Only 14 meals, meal after meal after meal, every 12 hours a meal, that's going to create a taduru. That's going to create a taduru. Hu hadin, as Ben points out, the place has to have also a continuity. That we need a continuity in terms of the act of eating, and we need a continuity in terms of the place of eating. Only then will the sukkah be kein taduru. If we have that double continuity, namely this, to go from Tzipori to Tveria, you can do it. It's be in the morning in Tzipori, in the evening in Tveria, in the morning in Tzipori, the evening in Tveria. It's not a problem of over here a lack of continuity of meals, but it's a question of a lack of continuity of place, of location, of locus. That also is required according to Rav Eliezer. And according to Rabbanan, in other words, when you eat a meal, you have to eat it in a sukkah. But there's no, you could eat it in any sukkah. There's no need for any continuity at all. Tanya Rav Eliezer Omer, en yotzin misuka lesuka. That's the rule that he gave. And then he says, in addition to that, ein osin suka becholo shel moed. Here Rashi understands this as a new halacha. As a new halacha. What's the new halacha over here of ein osin suka becholo shel moed? Rashi says, mi shelo yashav basuka yom tov harishon. Namely, that not only is there a din of continuity, but anyone who doesn't sit in the sukkah the first night cannot be yotzei at all. That's all. In other words, he's out of the picture. There's a minimum of 7 days that create a teshvu ke'ein taduru, and that minimum has to start the first night. If you miss the first night, then you're never going to be. You can never make a bracha on a sukkah. This year you can't be making the mitzvah of sukkah if you miss the first night. That's the din over here of ein osin sukkah b'cholol shel moed. Chachamim omrim yotzin misukkah l'sukkah. There's no need for any continuity of place. V'osin sukkah v'cholol shel moed. Even if you miss the first night, so you'll be mekayim the sukkah second night, third night, fourth night. V'shavim she'im nofla chozer ubone b'cholol shel moed. This we'll come back to in a minute, because the Gemara is now going to explain the shitos. My time of Rav Elaz Eliezer amakra chagasukos tase lechashivas yamim asei sukkah haruya l'shiva. I sent you to a Gemara that quotes the same pasuk on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Just tell me as to whether these are the same halachos or whether we have over here two different worlds. We have a Mishnah on Daf Kaf Beis Amud Beis, in which Rav Yehuda, in which the Mishnah paskins that if you make a sukkah al gabe gomel on the back of a camel, you make a sukkah on the humps of a camel, it's a sukkah kshera. However, ein olin rabbi yom tov. You could eat in that sukkah on Chol HaMoed, but you can't get into the sukkah on Yontov, because to get into the sukkah you have to climb on the animal, and one's not allowed to climb on an animal on Shabbos and Yontov. Gezeira, maybe you'll break a twig to use in order to make the animal run faster, slower, etc. The Gemara on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph says, Masnis in Mani, Rabbi Meir. The Tanya Ha'osa Sukkos Al Gabi Behema, Rav Meir Machshir, and the Mishnah says it's kosher, Rav Yehuda Posel. So the question is, Mai Taima de Rav Yehuda? The walls of the Sukkah are kosher dika walls. The Schach is kosher dika Schach. Mai Nachkamina that's on top of an animal. Mai Taima de Rav Yehuda, Amar Kra, Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase Lecha Shivas Yamin, Sukkah HaRe'uya L'Shiva Shma Sukkah, Sukkah She'ena Re'uya L'Shiva Lo Shma Sukkah. Rav Meir, Hanami Midoraisa Mechsech, Rav Meir, Hanami Midoraisa Mechsech Chazia, Rabbanan Hudegaz Rubei. And we have over here the same pasuk being brought, Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase Lecha Shivas Yamin. In one of them it's brought in the name of Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, and namely everyone agrees with the drash on Daf Kaf Gimel. It's only a question as to whether the lack of roy is midoraisa or midrabanan. Ma she'enken, the Gemara on Daf Kaf Zayin Adeis brings this pasuk for Rav Eliezer. The rabanan hachi kama rachmana say sukkah b'chag, that the pasuk simply means that a sukkah is only meaningful for 7 days. It's not meaningful before the 7 days, after the 7 days. It's telling us when you have the mitzvah sukkah. The mitzvah sukkah is during these 7 days, from Tesvav Tishrei until Kaf Beis, until Kaf Aleph Tishrei. Those are the 7 days in which you shall have the mitzvah sukkah. But I'm asking a court, is the drasha of Rav Eliezer the same as the drasha of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, or is it a different understanding of how to learn the pasuk? No, come on, you're briskers. No, it's what's the classic brisk hakira? Okay, Heftza Gavra. How do Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir understand the pasuk, and how does Rav Eliezer understand the pasuk? Bidiyuk. Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir say you need a heftza of a sukkah, which is ro'oy l'shivas yamin. If you can only get into the sukkah 6 days, you can't get into it on the seventh day because it's Yontif or because it's Shabbos. That's not a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. namely there's a cheftza of the sukkah that can only be used for 6 days, is pasul. And Rav Meir agrees with that. Just he says it has to be a problem midoraisa. If it's only a problem midrabanan, problem of great shema yachtoch ilan, that's not a reason why the sukkah is still roi midoraisa for 7 days. The chefta of sukkah, it's just not roi midrabanan. However, Rav Eliezer learns the drasha. You need a sukkah. What? The gavra has to go into the sukkah for 7 consecutive days. That's the mitzvah. If the gavra is only going to the sukkah for 6 days, that's not chagasukos taselacha. So if the gavra misses the first day of arzmano batal korbana, lost the mitzvah of sukkah for this year. Okay, in other words, it's the same words but a totally different meaning. Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir are dealing with the chefts of the sukkah. And Rav, it has to be roi. The cheft of the sukkah has to be roi. Masha'en came over here, according to Rav Eliezer, you need a sukkah. A say sukkah, haruya l'shiva means that you have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. A say sukkah l'shem chag, ain osin sukkah shechol l'shem moed, she'en l'shiva. In other words, that the gavra, it's mufka from the yeshiva of 7 days for this gavra. So two halachos. A, the gavra has to be 7 days. Secondly, you have to be 7 days in the same sukkah. We're going out two different halachos. Two halachos according to Rav Eliezer. Yes?
Yeah, so
Rav
just saying, it doesn't sound like so he holds Rav Eliezer holds both things, because like for example halacha of enos and sukkah the kol shemoed, can't that also be a din and chatza? I mean the first one, enos and sukkah sukkah, that's like, here that's the gavra, but enos and sukkah b'chol shemoed, can't that also be on the chatzah?
I think that it could have been theoretically, but what Rashi is going out of his way to saying that it's dealing with the gavra.
So
Rashi,
Tosos sounds more like it's than the chatzah.
Ah, well, come, that's in terms of boning, right? Well, that will come to. But Rashi goes out of his way to say that the whole daf over here, according to Rav Eliezer, is in terms of the gavra. A, the gavra can't move from sukkah to sukkah, enos and sukkah to sukkah. And even if the gavra is going to be in one sukkah, he has to be all 7 days. He can't miss a day. It's not a question of going from sukkah to sukkah. He can't miss a day. And if he misses the first day, that's the end of it. How does Rashi then learn what's the din of sukkah she nafla? According to Rashi, sukkah she nafla, as this is what Ben is pointing out. The Gemara says that by sukkah, Shavin shim nafla shechozeru bona osa b'cholol shal moed pshita mahu detema haneach risehi ve'eno l'shiva kamash malon. How does Rashi understand? What's the case? He sat in a sukkah for 4 days. And then what happened to his sukkah according to Rashi? It blew away. And now he wants to know, can I build a sukkah for the next 3 days? What's the answer? Yeah, why? Because it's going to be a hashlama of his previous days. That's what Rashi says. Hoil v'yoshav babi yom tov v'zola hashlim hisuka shiva karinan be tashlumin larishan hu. That even though it's a totally new sukkah, a hurricane blew away his previous sukkah, since he sat 4 days, we'll view this as a hemshech. That's the chiddush. According to Tosfos, mapito, if the hurricane blew the sukkah away, ones rachmana patri. He can't be Makai in the midst of sukkah any longer. However, what's talking about over here? You can rebuild the sukkah with the same wood, right? In other words, so Tosus over here brings in a bissel of the cheftz of sukkah, that you not only have a halacha of the gavra has to sit in the same sukkah, he has to sit in for 7 days, we also have a din of the cheftz can be rebuilt. We have a chiddush that the chefza can be rebuilt. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi is the whole sugya over here. The gavra, the gavra, the gavra. That's what we're dealing with. But even Tosfos bringing in the chefza, it's not the same as Daf Kaf Gimel. It's a different... We're talking about the sukkah that was meant to be for 7 can be rebuilt. That's the chiddush. The sukkah that was meant to be for 7 can be rebuilt. It doesn't have to necessarily stand for 7 full days, you can take it down and rebuild it, take it down and rebuild it. That's what it appears. It's the same cheftz of sukkah. Yes?
Maybe I'm wrong. Does it seem funny that it's almost like the opposite of a shlama here? I mean, when it comes to Tishrei, to Diru, there's 14 meals, or those who believe in Hashlama, you can be mashal somehow. And then when it comes to if you miss your first night of not being a sukkah, not only can you not just pick it up on the last day, you know, maybe sleep in a day extra, or if you got some way to do it, but you have to cancel the rest of sukkahs if you miss the first day.
Rav Eliezer agrees to the din of Hashlama, but a limited din of Hashlama. He has a din of Hashlama that if you sat in a sukkah 4 days and it blew away, you can build a new sukkah that will be mashlim. He agrees that there is a din of Hashlama even by a gavra. However, in other words,
you've been there the whole time, but you couldn't do Hashlama for something you've missed.
No. In other words, here we have a question that I asked Rabbi Bednarsh if he knows it right. I mean, he took for granted a certain derech. But I asked if he had a right from the Rishonim, we weren't able to come up with a right from the Rishonim. What would you say about the following situation? According to Rav Eliezer, person is ill the first night. He's a chola. He's a chola the first night, and he sleeps in his house. Can that person be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah by sleeping in the sukkah the next 6 nights?
According to
Rav Eliezer.
Simply no.
One side is to say no. Why say no? Because we don't have the continuity of 7 full nights. In Achinami, he's not going to get Malkos for it, or you put in Cherem, Onis Rechana Patra. He was ill. He was Patra. However, could you come up with a Svara that he would be Yotze?
Yeah, he tried to be Yotze the first night. He was in a din.
More than that, he was trying to be Yotze.
He was Patra. There's no mitzvah on him. He was Patra.
Even more than that, what was he Mekayim the first night? Teshu came to Duru. He was Mekayim, Teshu came to Duru by sleeping in his house. That's the Chiyum of Teshu came to Duru. If you're in your house and you're ill, you go to a room that would help you get better. So he was Mekayim, Teshu came to Duru, just by sitting in his. In words, so what's the whole din of 7 nights? Teshu came to Duru. So maybe this is the Chiyum of Teshu came to Duru, according to Rav Eliezer, that if he's sick, so when he's sick, he'll be in his house, and when he's healthy, he'll be in the sukkah. That's teshu kein taduru. There is a continuity. A continuity, not, in other words, as a chiddush. In other words, I'm not saying it's obvious. Anyway, just pointing out that this is a chora, is an open question.
Through almost all these dinim, we see that Rabbi Lazar is incredibly rigid and incredibly prescriptive.
I don't know. Rabbi Eliezer says it. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says you can be mashlim sukkas on Shmini Atzeres. I wouldn't call that being rigid and constrictive. I would say it's being large. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who introduces mini targima as a suda in the sukkah. That's not constrictive. That's large. Rabbi Eliezer is like, it's like you say the Chazon Ish is a machmir. I put on the Chazon Ish is a machmir. Chazon Ish had rules, and sometimes the rules were a chumra, sometimes the rules are a kula. It's not, you know, don't fall into platitudes or into generalizations. Not, in other words, Rav Eliezer, in certain areas, he has understanding. In other areas, he's very, very, much more than Rabbanan. We don't know according to Rabbanan. You can't be mashal according to Rabbanan. If you miss the first night, you miss the first night.
And that's also something we missed in the Rabia.
Yes?
The Rabia describing how we can do Hashlama for the Rabbanan.
That's the Rav Yos Chiddush.
Yeah.
That's the Rav Yos Chiddush. That's a tremendous Chiddush. He just said earlier, how does that fit in with what he said earlier? I would understand that same night, in other words, when we have a din of eating that night because of Tesvav, that near a lead to the Rav Yos, that would mean the Targima. It's a tremendous chiddush of the Rav Yah, the Chora. The Tesvav is a din of Pat. It's learned, it's a din of Sudas Yantav. It's learned out from the first night of Pesach. To apply, you know, maybe we spoke about a Kazayas, but a Kazayas is a Kazayas of Pat. Yeah, that's, you know, you're correct. That one line of the Rav Yah is a chiddush. But the onus is on the Rav Yah. Not, you know, it's because he just.
Those Tosfos says Pasha and Rashi, I think, that if he says the first night, why can you not show him the Minei Targimah?
Right, but that's within Rav Eliezer's shita that we have a din of hashlama. We point out according to Rabbana, Pashas is no din of hashlama. So Chori is referring to not being mashlam another night, but on that same night. But that same night, ma pitom that mine targima should be able to count as a suda of that night. On that night, it's tesvav that same night. I you're right. I saw that once upon a time in the Rav Yeh when I photostated it, but.
Then we had two different theories.
Yes.
Either that Rabbanan, who didn't believe in Shlomo, were saying, Rabbi Lezer, according to you, who have 14 meals to do, how can you ever figure out Shlomo? I think it was their response, was sort of the response in the Mishnah. But for they themselves, for the one thing that they do have a chiyuv, they might have something to believe in Shlomo in some form. Was how that you can still read that into the Gemara.
I hear. Okay. I mean, it's possible.
I
suggested that the Rav Yeh holds that the Rabbanan hold he can only be mashlam with Minei Targima and not with Pas, because with Pas it looks like you're just having a suda and therefore there's a non-starter, there's no mashlama there. The Rav Yeh holds that no mashlama at all. That's what I don't hold. Minei Targima and Hachanai, and then the Gemara asked the Kasha. Whatever the master shaila, so who, right? What should he be mashlim with? That's going not according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's going back to the Rabbanan. I think that's how I thought the Rabbi Eliezer was the mark, which is very strange. But I think that's how it comes.
It's very hard. I mean, the Mishnah says, "Kamel Omrim Ein La Davar Tashlumen." Al Zeh Ne'emar Meuvas Lo Yochal Litkon Chisaron Lo Yochal Lehimanot. What? How does the Rav Yeh learn that line of the Mishnah?
It bothers me about why he brings the pasuk down and why it's necessary to bring a pasuk. I wonder if somehow if we learn the pasuk about how it's impossible to catch up on things, makes sense of a lishi taska that you have 14 meals and you always have more to be doing, then there's no way according to you to have any tashlum and catch up in any way. And the pasuk influences you to think that the Rabbanan were saying it lishi taska.
The pasuk is a liar.
That doesn't like any of that.
In other words, what you're saying is that according to Rabbanan, we have an option of being mashlim during Sukkot. The Kiddush of Rav Eliezer is to be mashlim after Sukkot. Once Sukkot is over, say once Hoshana Rabbah is over, say Rabbanan, move us oyachol litkon. You can mashlim during Sukkot, and then with the Minei Targima for the reason of the Heker. But it's certainly tremendous, tremendous Kiddush within the Rav Yeh. That's not the way any other Rishon learns. So what we saw over here was that according to Rav Eliezer, we have, as on Kav Zayin Amud Aleph, certain tremendous kulos in terms of being mashlim on Shmini Atzeres, in terms of being mashlim b'minei targima. What we find over here, moving from Kavzayin Amud Av to Kavzayin Amud Beis, is that he's very, very rigid in terms of the gavra of having a requirement of a retzif, a continuity of 7 days, having that 7 days in one place, and having the 7 days in one structure. The only question we have between Rashi and Tosfos is, does that structure have to be made of the same material if it fell down, or can we build it of another material? Rashi appears that we can use another material. Tosfos, you need the same material. And then we have a question in terms of Teshvu Kein Taduru, how far do we require the Retzef? Is that to be mafkia the din of Chola, or that we can bring the din of Chola also as a part of the world of Teshvu Kein Taduru? Yes?
Sorry, just to follow up where we're going with that. So certainly with Rav Yeh, in that one line, he gives the Chachamim to also read both Tashlumen as well as Minei Targima. So the two Kiddushim, yes. I thought were the schools of the Rav Lezer to say that I shouldn't generalize with Rav Lezer, is really the Kol HaDeos. Everyone agrees that those are different halachos about Yantzef. But in general, I still think that I've certainly put forward that Rav Lezer, there's got to be some linking thing between all these things that happen in a row now with Rabbi Lezer.
They're all learned out from one pasuk. Chagat Sukkos Tas Lechosh Shivas Yamin. That Rabbi Yezel learns that this pasuk teaches us that you need a continuity. We need the same place, and that
teach the 14 meals.
and we need 14 meals. And teshvu kein taduru. That's chagasukos teshvu. Chagasukos teshvu. This is chagasukos ta'aselecha shivas yamim. Chagasukos ta'aselecha. Right. So two dinim are learned out from ta'aselecha, and one din is basukos teshvu shivas yamim.
Is that all one pasuk?
The one after the other.
Okay.
No, you're dealing with two psukim. One pasuk in Dvarim and one pasuk in Vayikra. Okay. Beseder. Okay, now we move over into Tanya, into moving over from the world of the structure and the Chiyuv Hagavra to the world of Bailus. Is there a requirement that a person own his sukkah, and to what degree? Tanya Rav Eliezer Omer, Kishem Shein Adam Yotze De Chavaso B'Yom Tov Rishon Shalchag B'Gulavo Shalchavero D'Chsiv L'Kachtem Rachem B'Yom HaRishon Priyetz Hadar Kapos Temarim B'Shelachem. Just as required Bailus on Arba Minim, it has to be Lachem. It can't be borrowed, and it can't be B'Shutfus. It has to be uniquely yours, totally yours. Kach ein adam yotze yedei chavaso besukaso shel chavero. Dichsiv chagasukos tasa lecha shivas yamim mi shel cha. We will see. Rashi doesn't go into this, but the Tosfos goes into this, that you require a total ba'alus on the sukkah. Actually, Rashi does get involved in this partially. We'll come to it. You need total ba'alus in of a sukkah. And what do the chachamim say? Afal pisha amru ein adam yotzei de chavasa biyom tov rishon b'lovo shel chavero. Even though we agree that arba minim require total ba'alus, avol yotzei yedei chavasa b'sukaso shel chavero. I, the pasuk says, Ta'aseh lecha. We have another pasuk. D'chsiv kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos, melamed shekol Yisrael ru'uyim leishev basuka achas. I, that explains the pasuk kol ha'ezrach. What do we do with the pasuk of lecha? Rabbanan hay lecha maydar shebe mi boyer elim yutei gezula. Avol she'ula k'siv kol ha'ezrach. Rav Eliezer hay kol ha'ezrach may ovid lei. Mi boyle leger shenisgayer bintayim vekaton shenisgadol bintayim. For Rabbanan keban damru osin sukkah b'chol shamoed lo itzrich kra. Okay, we have over here a lot of halachos. Let's just take the easy ones out of the way. Let's start in terms of the ger. According to Rav Eliezer, we have a chiddush that even though a ger became a Jew in the middle, and therefore we don't have that continuity of seven b'chiyuv, b'chol zot his yotze, from when he became a ger onwards. Rabbanan have no issue, they have no continuity, from when he's a Jew, he has that option. But there's no chiyuv of X number of days, X number of meals, etc. Can you clear for me a chakira within Rav Eliezer? Maybe those of you who were bar mitzvah during Sfira can clear this chakira from your bar mitzvah drashas.
Right, it's my brother, not me.
Okay.
But he said, my brother said that it's a chakira based on whether it's one mitzvah or several mitzvahs.
Okay, that's one option, but that will help you in terms of Sfira. That's not going to help you in terms.
It doesn't really work for everything else.
Right. It doesn't work according to Rav Eliezer. The question is, this ger, let's say he was misgayer on the third day of Sukkot. Where was he the first 2 days of Sukkot?
Didn't exist.
What?
Didn't exist. Or he was Sukkot.
Or? That's a question. Are we dealing with a ger who the first 2 days of Sukkot he was in Las Vegas enjoying his last days of being a goy? And then the chiddush of Rav Eliezer is that this ger can have a 5-day sukkah. He doesn't need a 7-day sukkah. Is that the din of Rav Eliezer? Is that what we learn out from Kol HaEzrach, that we can have a 5-day sukkah? Or are we dealing with a ger who was sitting in a sukkah But it was he was patur. But le mafreya, what do we say? We have a tziruf. The mafreya, we have a continuity of 7 days. We're going to add the 2 days of ptur to the 5 days of chiyuv to get the 7 days of Rav Eliezer. Right, by the katan, this katan who became a katan in the middle of sfira, can he only count with a bracha if he counted the days as a katan, as ptur, and now he has the continuity? Or even if he didn't count those days, now he begins being... In other words, this is his sphira. His sphira will be 10 days. His sphira will be 30 days. His sphira won't be 49 days. What exactly over, you know, it's an open question. We don't have anything over here in the Rishonim one way or another, but the Achronim talk about it at length. Yes?
I've heard that with the Katan. Have people said that with the guy as well? That the guy would have counted?
The guy that's in the Sega? By a Katan, Midoraisa, his counting is totally meaningless. Midorabanan, we have a din of Chinuch. But midoraisa, Katan has no das. My nafkimina, whether he has no das or he has no kedushas Yisrael.
And he's asking the godless. Isn't that a chiluk they make by the
he's going to become a godless. But the question is whether that has any meaning on a daraisa plane. That's an open question. It's an open question. There is room, again, I'm just pointing out that there's a lot of room for over here for Torah and Torah Sheval Peh, etc. But the Rishonim were not bothered by these issues over here in Sukkot. Maybe we can learn from what they say in Sfira to the world of Sukkot. Best of my knowledge. If you find something, I'd appreciate it. Okay, that's in terms of, that's, so we have nothing, Ger, Zeu. But we do have a whole literature over here between Rashi and Tosfos and the Ritva in terms of the world of Bailus. That according to both Rashi and Tosfos Lechora, by a sukkah, according to Rav Eliezer, you need full Bailus. Not Lechora, you need full Bailus. So here Tosfos has a problem with this Shita. About 10 lines from the end of Tosfos, V'tema, Rav Eliezer, the boy, Sukkah, Shelachem, Ein Shnayim Yotzim B'Sukkah Echad La'olam, if we're comparing it to Arba Minim, so the same way you can't have a Sheila or Shutfus by Arba Minim, you can't have a Sheila or Shutfus by Sukkah, but Yehei Tzarech L'Kol B'nei HaBayit Sukkah L'Kol Echad V'Echad, does that mean that the moment that your kids become bar mitzvah, they have to build their own sukkah, just like you have to buy them their own arba minim? That everyone has to have his own sukkah. Is that what it means? Says Tosfos v'tema. V'shema have marbe midichsiv teishvu kein taduru sheyecholin leishev yachad b'sukkah achas. That maybe we have a unique halacha within a family of teishvu kein taduru. You couldn't have a guest. That Rav Eliezer holds Mapitom. You can't have a guest. But your own children, maybe that's a din of Teshu Kein Taduru. That to have each one at his own sukkah, that's not Kein Taduru. No one lives their life that way, that every kid has his own house. And so, every kid, you know, so we have this unique halacha. But where do we see this? You know, Tosfos just leaves it as a tema and a shema. The Ritva al-Atar offers a direction. The Ritva brings the kasha. That's the first five lines of the Ritva. Tema im ken l'Rav Eliezer kol echad v'yechad b'nei habayis heim b'nei chiyuv atzorach sukkah la'atzmo v'afilu hu banav hagadolim in yotzim b'sukkah achas v'zeh ech efshar. I mean, lo yitachein, the Rav Eliezer held that way. Even Rav Eliezer, okay. Lo yitachein, that he held that way. So he quotes, where I have the three dots, he quotes Tosfos' Teirutz of Teishu Kein Taduru. Ela Yosen Nir'e, the Moder Rav Eliezer, the Sukkah Shel Shutfin Yotzin Ba. Namely, we have three levels of Ba'alut. We have a level of Ba'alut of Bil Adi, exclusive, that I am the only owner. That's one level of Ba'alut. Then we have a level of Ba'alut called Shutfus that works in certain areas that you are considered to be an owner via Shutfus. We'll see, Tosfos will quote by Tzitzis. It's enough to have a Shutfus in the tzitzis to be chayev, and then we have a ba'alut of she'eva. That a shoel also has ba'alus. If I borrowed someone's chametz and comes along Pesach, I'm over on ba'yiro ba'yimatze. Even though the Torah says ba'yimatze l'cha, the moment that I'm a shoel, I have achrayus. My achrayus makes me a ba'alut. If I borrow someone's house, I'm chayev mezuzah. It's a chobas hadar. Not the balabayas. Why am I chayev? Because I'm using it. That's a level of mezuzos besecha b'sharecha. I need bailus. It's considered to be bailus. A maket maaset tassel gagecha. I borrow someone's house. I have to put the maket. That's my chiyuv. Not the balabayas is chiyuv. Namely, we have three. These are three levels of ownership mida oraisa. In terms of arba minim, we require biladi, only mine. No shutfus, no she'ela. The question is, what about sukkah, according to Rav Eliezer? So Tosfos understood that we need baladi, but biladi, I'm sorry, exclusive, but there's a din of ke'ein taduru to include b'nei mishpacha. That's a tremendous chiddush. I mean, it makes sense, but it's a chiddush. What the Ritva wants to bring us to is that maybe sukkah, shutfus, is enough. Okay, so we'll start with this bli neder next time, with the Ritva, and then we have to go back to the shita of the Chachamim, of Kol Yisrael Yoshev B'Sukkah Achas. What does that mean according to Rashi? What does it mean according to Tosfos? What does Tosfos do with the issue of tzitzis? So that bli neder we'll start with next time. We'll call that a sukkah.